This is a phase one commutation hearing for Mr. Herbert K., ADC number 301231. Mr. K. is 60 years old and serving a 5-year sentence for fraudulent schemes and artifices, which began on May 11, 2015. He served 3 years. Once his sentence ends, he will have 7 years probation for a second count of fraudulent schemes. It was part of the end of the offense. His current absolute end date is August 23rd, 2019, which is just 1 year and 4 months away. And Mr. K is asking for a commutation of time served. Mr. K accepted a plea agreement in this matter, and to paraphrase his comments, in his commutation application, he invoked and couldn't afford a private attorney, and his court-appointed attorney was inadequate, and he was exhausted in the request and just wanted to get over, so he signed a plea agreement. The offense began January of 2000 and began in December of 2013. Mr. K worked as a financial investment advisor. During that time, he fraudulently invested victims' money in various enterprises, causing severe financial losses to many victims. There are 33 victims listed in the sentencing report. And in Mr. K's estimation, he only has $9.6 million in restitution that he is responsible for. Mr. K pled guilty on two counts of fraudulent schemes and artifice. He received the presumptive sentence of 5 years for one count and 7 years probation for the other count. In the case of fraudulent schemes, mitigated minimum is 3 years, minimum of 4, presumptive of 5, maximum of 10. An aggravated maximum of 12.5 years. He could receive 25 years just on the aggravated sentence for the two counts. And there were several dismiss charges that he could have had jail time for. So with the fact that there's at least 33 victims listed, and approximately $9.6 million of restitution, and there is a considerable amount of fines and fees that are also there. I don't feel that 5 years is an excessive sentence for all that's involved here. And I'm going to listen to any discussion from my fellow board members. Any discussion? Okay, in that case, I'm going to move to deny Mr. K. Movement forward to phase two commutation at this time.
Second.
Agree.
Okay. I moved it, Mr. Neal, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and agreed upon by Mr. House. The board has voted unanimously to deny or to not pass Mr. K for phase two commutation. And this will be our hearing.